It's time now for some of your comments, which you sent to our email address, and that's daytoday@npr.org. The first concerns a review we ran last week about an ad for Ballpark Franks. Our reviewer pointed out what he saw as sexual overtones in the ad. Listener MC Goff of Gautier, Mississippi asks, would it be possible to schedule such risque programming after, say, 9-ish at night, when most good children are asleep and their poor, titillation-starved parents could tune in freely? Or, MC wonders, should I just give up and let the little one sprawl on the linoleum with a Playboy and a popsicle? We've gotten a number of letters about Scott Carrier's series on the Mexican border town of Juarez, including some about Monday's segment based around the Delphi automotive plant there.
The place is clean and well-lit, air-conditioned, like a factory you'd expect to see in Ohio or Michigan, only this one is in Juarez, Mexico, and here it's called a maquiladora.
One of the letters we got about Scott's series came from listener Steve Merrill. He lives in Flint, Michigan, and works for Delphi Automotive. He wrote that, to hear the Delphi spokesman say that Mexicans want to cross the border to partake in the American dream struck me as ironic, since Delphi is busily sending those American dream jobs overseas. Moving now to a comment from my colleague Alex Chadwick on this program last Friday. In a conversation with NPR's Juan Williams, Alex offered some political advice for President Bush. Let's listen.
The thing to do is ask Mr. Cheney to go head some commission somewhere and to replace him on the ticket with the governor of California. Who cannot run for president, but vice president? Why not?
Why not? Well, as our listeners pointed out in droves, the 12th Amendment, that's why not. Dan Axtell of Westminster, Vermont, was just one of scores of listeners who sent us this line from the amendment. Quote, no person constitutionally ineligible to the office of president shall be eligible to that of the vice president of the United States. And, of course, since the California governor was not born a U.S. citizen, he's out of luck, even as the second banana. Thanks to all of you who wrote in about that one. If you hear something on our program that appears to violate the Constitution, or if you have a comment about something we've aired, write us, please. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Please put comment in the subject line, and don't forget your name and where you live.